Hello.
Hi, Andrea. Good afternoon.
Oh,
did I catch it at that time?
I'm just trying to. Excuse me. One second.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm just stepping out. With some people.
No, I mean, okay. If I can call back if you're doing something.
Oh no, that's okay. That's okay.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm just gonna make it really short then. It looks like you're doing something. I actually just got an update from Key that they still don't have like any timeline at this time.
Uh-huh.
And no update about the costing, so I just
mm-hmm.
wanted to, you know, keep you in the loop. He said that it's
okay,
in the contractor's hands.
Okay.
So, you know, as
well,
you know.
Well, one thing, too, probably because of all this weather, too, is what we've been hit with because it's a lot of rain and stuff here. Yeah, I don't know where you all are located, but it's been bad the last week.
Yep. Sir, main office is really in Ashland.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So, I'm just, you know, giving you just a quick update. Wanted to touch base with you really weekly to see where we're currently at.
I'm
just letting you know that we
are
still working on it, but yesterday when I emailed Keys, I asked
mm-hmm.
him for an update, but he still doesn't have the time or
mm-hmm.
also the final costing. So he said that it's
okay.
in the contractor's hands. So as you know, like
mm-hmm.
what we talked in the past, that we're really not able to move, you know, forward without the actual cost of,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Oh, okay. So is it just, are you all still going to work with me or you're saying you're not? Or? Uh-huh.
No, I mean, I'm saying that we're willing to hang on with you on this.
Oh, okay, thank you, Lord. Okay, yes, no, thank the Lord for that and everything. No, definitely, he said they don't send anything because I asked him, do they send any type of paperwork or anything like that, and he told me, no, they don't send anything with
right.
that. He said everything was just strictly up to the contractor when they actually do, you know, take it down and everything. And I know he said they had some delays because I think it might have been weather at one point with one of the houses that they were on. But I know mine was one of the next two that was coming up and everything. And he said he just couldn't give me a date on that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, if you maybe
mm-hmm.
hear from Keith or anything else for an
okay.
update, you have my number,
mm-hmm.
so just call me.
Oh yeah, no, I most definitely will, because I thank the Lord that you all are still there with me, so I'm not, you know, anything that I can do and things like that, certainly I'm going to do it, so I appreciate that.
Right, and I appreciate as well your patience. I'm just hoping
that we would have that.
I think that's the only thing that we're waiting on for us to, you know, move forward.
Okay. Now, does that mess with the September 30th date at all, or how does that?
Yes, actually, I'll probably need to send you an extension because the contracts, you know, the contract expires in 6 days. Also, this reason why I wanted to talk to you. I'll probably need to just send you a letter. I'm not sure how long will it be
mm-hmm.
or. Do you think we need to extend it for, like, another 30 days?
I would. The way he talked, like, he thought it was going to be this month is what
right.
he thought, you know. But I know, you know, what is it, Helene, the storm that's here, you know, I don't know if they take them down during bad weather, you know, when it's more like this, because right now it's not raining. But they haven't done anything to secure, you know, to even look like they're getting ready to take it down at this point and things. And I know he said they were working on a house prior to that was still in the area and everything.
Well, let's do this.
I'm
going to extend a contract for another, like, say, 30 days until October 31st.
Okay.
And, you know, if they haven't completed whatever it is that they need to complete, or if they don't have the date or the cost, we'll just need to, you know, probably need to extend the contract again. I'm going to have to, like, just send you an addendum to the contract. But basically, everything will remain the same, you know, the original agreement that you signed with Zap. And I'm just going to go ahead and extend the time for until October 31st.
Yeah, because I was thinking about that too, but then I was thinking that they might, you know, do something this week, you know, or at least by, you know, Monday or something, because of the way he talked, you know, and stuff. He didn't give a date because he did say, as you had stated, that, you know, it was totally in the contractor's hands at this point and everything. But, no, whatever, as long as you all are willing to work with me, I'm at y'all's mercy.
Well,
really thankful to God for it. So I'm not complaining. I don't have any complaints on either end, you know, which, you know, of course it was on a different direction. But, you know, again, I have to be better than Sarah was in the Bible. I don't want to look back. So, you know, with that part of it moving forward. So whatever you all need me to do, I certainly will do.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. I know it's been really hard on your end as well. So, you know, this is also something that
it feels like
to...
I don't know how you say it, but it feels like a cliffhanger. You know, how you know, kind of anticipate what it is, but you're not sure what's going to be done. You know, that type of thing.
Right.
That's where, yeah, limbo, I guess, is the word you want to say.
Limbo, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I'll definitely look out for you. And if I do hear anything from Keith, I certainly, by all means, will give you a call.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I'll send you the addendum. Let me just verify I have your email address here. MichelleJack65@gmail.com, the one that you've been using.
Yes, 65. Yes,
gotcha.
65.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
It's just going to be an addendum, but you don't have to sign anything. It's just going to say there that everything is the same, but the time, we're going to extend it until October 31st.
All right, Dan, and I do appreciate that, and I would definitely, because this is DocuSign, is that correct?
It's a DocuSign, but you don't have to, you know, really sign anything. We'll probably draft it first, and then it's Forrest is our CEO. He's the one who actually signed the contract. Zach is no longer with us. I wanted to let you know that.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, and everything. But, you know, I think, you know, if it's before he's doing a new adventure or, you know, prayerfully, it's a good thing if he's still alive. So, you know, you can't complain about this part of it and everything and stuff. But you all sound young, so, you know, with that part of it, you know, adventure awaits, as they say.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
career-wise, you know.
I think he's 28. I don't know. 28.
So will you be the main person to contact now, or I know it was another gentleman that I spoke to, and I know I said his name wrong.
I will be the point of contact moving forward, really. So you can, you know. My boss Forrest, he's the one who usually signed the you know, the purchase agreement and all that.
Okay.
So you'll see that it's because our company is Forrest Buys Houses.
Yes, I remember that. Yes, I appreciate that and everything, and I'll definitely look out for the email.
Absolutely.
You said don't worry about DocuSign and everything.
Yeah, you will still receive the email via DocuSign, but you don't have to, you know, you don't have to sign anything. It's just like really an addendum to the original purchase agreement, and then you're gonna just receive a copy once Forrest signed the time extension.
Okay. All right. I got you. Okay, then.
Yep.
Yeah. And I really do appreciate that. And thank you so much.
Absolutely. Appreciate you as well, Andrea. Well, I'm not going to take too much of your time. I know you may be doing something very important. So that's just
You're fine.
I really wanted to give you an update.
On what's going on. I appreciate that. I really do. And everything, because I didn't know, you know, I was waiting till the 30th to see what happens, because I was hoping between then and then, like I said, that they would head headed down, you know, and stuff. Headed down and everything, and you know, but like I said, I know we're getting the weather here because we had to actually cancel our resident event here at work because the weather, impending weather coming and everything. And but thank you so much again.
Absolutely. Well, thank you as well, Andrea. We'll definitely give you an update if I have. And I hope you have yourself a good one then.
Oh, okay.
You take care.
And thanks again. All right.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye.